This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, July 21st. Well, yesterday the cattle markets were kind of choppy. We started out a little firm but couldn't hold well. We reversed down in live cattle. And with feeder cattle, we basically just traded an inside day lower. Had a nice reversal up, in fact, an outside day higher in feeders on Monday, but couldn't get any follow through to the upside. Grain markets were a little shaky as well, so there was opportunity for the feeders to take advantage of grain markets that weren't really all that energetic yesterday, and yet they couldn't do that. They couldn't continue that upward momentum. Cash trade has been pretty iffy so far this week. Not a lot of numbers traded, not enough to really establish a market. They feel that it's probably going to be pretty much steady with last week at around the 123 level on the Fed trade. We're seeing some 125s delivered to the feedlots, so we'll have to see what the FOB offers are, or what the FOB trade is here as we work our way through the week. Box beef values continue to leak lower. Choice was down 161 at 265. Select down 91 cents at 248. The spread was down 70 cents at 1630. 152 loads were moved yesterday. So we're definitely seeing the volume pick up, and it is coming on lower values. So we're keeping track of how many days in a row we've been dropping in boxed beef. It's becoming pretty impressive. For choice, we're down 27 of the last 28 days. We've dropped $75 off of our high from mid-June. And that's a drop of 22% from the high. And that was on actually early June, June 9th. Select peaked on June 10th. They've been down 24 of the last 27 days, dropped $62, which is 20% drop. Now, even despite that, the cash trade has actually moved higher. So all the brunt is being borne by the packers, who had plenty of margin to work with, and they're still looking at pretty hefty margins, even with a 20 to 22% drop in box beef values. Show lists are down this week, so it looks like the feedlots clearly are current, and they've continued to show some leverage in the market. So if anything, packers have been having to come for numbers here over the last few weeks, even despite falling box beef. And we know with the show list down, they'll continue to have to do that, continue to have to pay up. So as we move forward, we're looking at weather, of course, and that is affecting the feed grain market. There's this massive heat dome that is centered now. It was over the northern plains. It's elongating and expanding. We're down into Texas already now with that, and we're also stretching into the western Midwest. So the pasture conditions were pretty good from Nebraska on down. I would imagine that's going to go into reverse pretty fast here over these next 2 weeks. So demand for calves to put on pasture is just going to completely dry up right along with the pastures. They're calling for 110 degrees over much of Nebraska, South Dakota, into Kansas, Arkansas, in the hundreds all around that. It's a massive, massive region that's going to be under this intense heat and dryness. So it's not good. Northern Plains calves are moving off of pastures in droves, and they don't have really any place to go for pasture in the Southern Plains like they did early in the season with the first wave of liquidation. So they're going to have to go into the feedlots, and I think that's really going to pressure the feeder cattle market. It sure looks like this heat is going to have a detrimental impact on corn and beans and what's left of any kind of spring wheat that was trying to grow. So I would imagine grain prices are going to move higher, and that's just going to continue to lean on the feeder cattle market as well. We've also got the COVID issue. The stock market certainly took a hiccup on Monday with fears of another surge coming on. It recovered nicely yesterday, so it looks like there's some confidence that they're at least not going to shut the economy down, that there's enough people vaccinated, we won't need to do that, but it's going to slow things down. If you have another surge, it just diverts money, it diverts economic activity, and it's just not good. So we'll see where that takes us, but that's obviously not bullish for cattle either. And then we have our normal seasonals that would have us moving lower into August. Quite often you get that seasonal low in June. Well, it's kind of just the opposite. The markets were fairly strong into late June anyway. Early June, we had some pressure. It's been a very choppy type of market. We actually had a high in mid-June in live cattle. Now it looks like the market's working its way lower. So I would look for August to carve out some longer-term lows. And I've said this quite a bit, but you know what we're experiencing now, this another wave of herd liquidation this year coming off the northern plains. Last year it was the western third of the country. Where we really haven't seen a mass herd liquidation is where most of the cattle are, and that's the southern plains. They've actually had a pretty decent year so far this year. So, but we are seeing significant herd liquidation, and that is going to create a bull market for cattle. I think once we, you know, work our way through these big numbers coming into the feedlots, they're coming in at lighter weight, so it's going to take a little longer to finish, and that'll stretch out the marketing, which is good. It won't bottleneck things too much, everything else being equal. But as we get into next winter, later winter into the spring, you're going to see the results of this, you know, continued herd liquidation, and it sets the stage for some, you know, I think strong bull markets once we get some confidence that we've got enough feed grain. And that'll take a year, because we're not going to get a big corn crop this year. We're not going to have a huge increase in ending stocks for corn. Well, the decrease in wheat, soybeans, none of that is going to happen with the weather the way it is, with demand the way it is. We're going to be lucky just to stay steady with our ending stocks in grains in general. So that continues to underpin the live cattle market, maybe not so much the feeder cattle, but I think just because of your herd reduction in general underpins the feeder cattle market. Now again, this is the bigger picture. It's down the road, right in front of us. We have to deal with the drought. We have to deal with more cattle coming into the auction yards and in the feedlots and work our way through that. So it's a bearish picture right in front of us, but it creates the bullish picture down the road. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.